This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
George. Hey, Georgia.
Kate Delaney back in Georgia once again. So far this year, Atlanta a couple of times, Savannah, Jekyll Island, and now I'm in beautiful LaGrange at the Great Wolf Lodge. So what am I doing at the Great Wolf Lodge? Think the Georgia Governor's Tourism Conference. It is a huge event. Huge. So huge, I almost convinced my pal Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Falcons, who's licking his wounds after sadly losing to the Vikings yesterday. Hey, he's still threw for over 300 yards to come and join me, but it was impossible. But I am here and I am seriously very honored and excited to be broadcasting from the Great Wolf Lodge. What a year they have had, 2018, and what a year they're having so far in 2019 as far as tourism is concerned. I'm not surprised. Last year, $66.2 billion in business sales impact. Wow. Up almost 5%. And those stats aren't fake stats. They're from the U.S. Travel Association and Tourism Economics. So it really is very, very cool to be here. You can bet that I will have fun during my session. I'm talking about something that I really, really care about because, of course, being a tourist, speaking in the tourism industry, and actually seeing what the possibilities are gets me really, really excited. So for all of you listening across the country, I'm talking about trends to attract raving fans, because change is constant in the tourism and hospitality industry, that's for sure. So, you know, I have a cracked crystal ball when it comes to predicting who's going to win the games on Sunday, but my crystal ball a little bit better when it comes to attracting those raving fans in tourism and hospitality. So if you were here, you'd hear me talk about the three biggest technology shifts impacting the business. How to zero in on what the consumer wants. What do you want, consumers? Creating leverage in an industry dealing with consolidation, constant market shifts, and future economic downturns. And, of course, what do we talk about on the show all the time? It's what's your wow. And what's your wow is PR, marketing, the strategies, the tactics that you can roll out. Boom, boom, boom. I wish all of you in the listening audience could be here because it really is quite special. And as I said, no sharks. No sharks. I can kind of hear them in the distance, but there's no sharks. But I hear some splashing. You can bet you're not going to catch me on that slide, although they told me that they would open it in the middle of the night that nobody could see me. So let's talk about what else is going on in the world right here from Georgia, as I said. And from Georgia, one of the things that's so interesting is Dorian was heavily talked about. In Charleston, I had some friends that lost power for 4 days. Can you imagine? But Dorian's moved on and, in fact, caused some problems in Nova Scotia. So this is like the witch that won't die. Dorian blew over a crane in Nova Scotia. And I'll tell you what, it's so many people, even though there was problems with Dorian and, of course, the Bahamas. Boy, the people in the Bahamas, just awful what happened to them. But so many people really, really feel fortunate that it wasn't worse than it was. The storm is, you know, reclassified now, but it's been called a tropical cyclone, and that was shortly after that crane that I mentioned collapsed. Now, I don't want to alarm anyone, but two more storms in the Atlantic are forming after Hurricane Dorian. So see, you know what? It just never stops. We know that hurricane season can be horrible, and this is what you deal with when you live in certain coastal areas. And like I said, I have some friends that were certainly affected by that. Okay, something else to talk about that was interesting, and we could go in a lot of different directions, but How about this? The court reinstated the ban on blocking the Trump administration asylum ban. So reinstated the block, let's make that make sense, on that asylum ban. Remember, we talked about this a lot on the show because many of you had so many opinions about that. But and we keep seeing what happens in these courts. But the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California specifically ruled to reinstate that injunction on the Trump administration policy that would have blocked most asylum applicants for migrants transitioning through other countries on their way to the U.S.-Mexican border. So now what's the question? The question is whether those harms can be addressed by any relief short of some kind of a nationwide injunction. It sounds like such legalese crap, doesn't it? The answer is they cannot. That's what the district judge said in his order in East Bay versus Barr. So he noted the need for uniform immigration policy and potential complications if the injunction were limited to only part of the country, as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in August. So now jump in. The Joint Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice policy, remember it was published over the summer, would have banned most Central American migrants from applying for asylum in the U.S. if they didn't apply for asylum first in Mexico or another third country. So keep watching the bouncing ball here. We've already seen there's been a lawsuit filed against the federal government. So then they were granted this preliminary injunction, and you know, you had the American Civil Liberties Union attorney who argued the case and said the court recognized there's grave danger facing asylum seekers along the stretch of the southern border. See, this it's such a mixed bag, and we know it is that proverbial Pandora's box, and I say it all the time, but dang, I got to say it again. This is a situation where it shows you when you drag your heels and don't deal with the problem correctly in the first place, it explodes into an even bigger problem and a humanitarian crisis. And then it pits people against each other where it's us and them, you and those guys. And it's dangerous in some of these more sparse areas along that southern border. And I've said this before. I've traveled with the Border Patrol a couple of different times, so I got to see with my own eyes what it was like, and I'll tell you what, it's not going away, and it's the hot potato that just keeps getting passed and tossed in different directions. That's what happens. That's what keeps happening. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to hit the mailbag, and plenty of you had plenty to say about a lot of different things. The whole Dorian deal and missing Dorian. Luckily, some of you in Florida reached out. In Tucson, you like that I'm giving you big shouts out and some love. Yep, I spent a lot of time in Georgia and a lot of time in Tucson. Could you get more different terrain, right? I'm either in the desert or I'm on the coast. So it's been pretty interesting to say the least anyway. And what's going on in Washington? So what's the latest buzz? And many of you are paying attention. So yay, yay, yay. And how about the cargo ship where, it just was ripped to shreds, and they actually freed a couple of people from that cargo ship. Absolutely crazy. I'm going to tell you about that story. That was a huge story that was buzzing around the land. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side with the mailbag.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com. Once again, Kate Delaney broadcasting from the Great Wolf Lodge in LaGrange, Georgia. Thrilled to be speaking at the Governor's Conference on Tourism. I love their theme. I said it before, leading the pack. You all lead the pack as far as listening audience is concerned to me, because it's unbelievable the amount of email that I get each and every day. I mean, you don't even take a day off, which is wild. I'm saying even the holidays. So let's jump right to it. This one is from Brad, and Brad said, Kate, I know you've been talking about the Bahamas, and I think you said you've been there a couple of different times, and I'm wondering if you were at any of the places that look just smashed to smithereens. It's very sad. It is very sad. And yes, I have been to the Bahamas, because when I was a kid, my mother took us to Nassau, and we also went to Grand Bahama. And Grand Bahama is, I mean, it looks like, I know I've said this before when we've seen tornadoes and we've seen hurricanes in the United States, but it does look like someone took a fist, a giant, and just smashed it. And I just, wow. Boy, oh boy, it's awful. I mean, these people, it is a crisis. If for the ones that survive, there is just nothing standing, and this is destruction. I have to say, I've never seen, and because I have been there a couple of times, just charming people, charming island. Lots of Americans go there. It's relaxing. The island music, not relaxing anymore. It's going to take a long time to rebuild. Hundreds are missing. 70,000 are homeless. 70,000. Think about that impact. 70,000 are homeless. There's no power, no running water. There's a lot of people that are trying to help, but, they're getting there and trying to see what they can. I mean, it's awful. 45 people are dead, and who knows how many others. They don't know for sure. I mean, you really can't even describe, I think, accurately the devastation, just what we're seeing. I mean, think about this. It's 80 miles from Florida. 80 miles. Imagine if that had hit Florida the way it hit the Bahamas. I mean, just over the top. Just over the top. And, you know, it's been a week. So in that week period, people are getting aid, but, it's still a mess. So, you know, initially there were people that were rescued by jet skis and rescue boats, and thank goodness some of them survived, but now they survive and they're homeless, and there's no place to go. Where are they going? And the stories are the stories are just unreal, is what they are, unreal. And we're going to hear, I'm sure, more about that as the weeks and the months go on, without a doubt. All right, here's one from Frank. Katie, I haven't spoken to you in so long. I feel like we know each other, and I love listening to your show. And I have to tell you, nobody nailed the score. I was paying attention when you didn't nail the score. I was in the middle of working on a brief. Otherwise, I would have called in. And it looks like the Dallas Cowboys are for real. I know there's other more important things we could talk about, but I am a lifelong Cowboy fan, and despite the fact that I've lived all over the place and, of course, now live someplace else, but do you think the Dallas Cowboys have their act together? Well, that's like a loaded question. You know, you're asking me to pick. Think of all the places where you broadcast. Do you pick the Dallas Cowboys? And I mentioned I love the Falcons, I think, at the top of this, because Matt Ryan is from the area, kind of from the area where I grew up, and he's a super nice guy. But they do look better. I mean, they looked good in that game against the Giants, and the Giants looked terrible, but this is just the beginning of the season. You know, it's kind of like going on a first date. Ooh, wow, everything's perfect. Oh, this man, this woman, they're just whoever it is, whichever side you're on, just amazing. Oh, the conversation, we like everything. We like onions. We like traveling. We like camping. But, I mean, yeah. So let's wait and see as we get deeper into the season. All right, how about this one from Al, who says, Kate, and I was going to talk about this, how about the rescuers that were at that overturned cargo ship off of the Georgia coast? Because, yeah, I know you're in Georgia, and they pulled three crew members out, I guess, and that was pretty cool to see that. I saw pictures of that, and it looked pretty frustrating, like nobody was going to survive that, but wow. Yeah, I guess they were in a room near the ship's propeller, and there was somebody else that was trapped, and they were able to drill a hole, a small hole in the hull. That's the way I understand. I was listening to the story today, and they were able to get to them, which is really, really cool, because obviously they would have drowned, they would have, you know, suffocated, whatever, they wouldn't have made it. So to be able to, the Coast Guard was excited, to be able to rescue whoever is wild, especially that capsized cargo ship. It was nasty looking. I mean, it looked like a toy ship, kind of, that like flipped over, and it, I guess they were frustrated in trying to help the people because of a fire on the boat that was very, very unstable. But the ship was stabilized, they put out the fire, and then they were able to rescue a handful of those peeps. So anytime when you're in that business, anytime you get a win is good, and that is a very, very big win, my friends, a very, very big win. All right, going in a different direction here, this one is from Anne, and Anne says, Kate, I was watching, the game highlights of the Patriots, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about your nail the score thing, and I was wondering when it airs. When does it air? Well, when can you participate? Wednesday into Thursday, our last segment of the first hour. I say Wednesday into Thursday because if you listen to us in the Pacific time zone or Central time zone, it's Wednesday night, and if you listen all the way on the East Coast, of course, you're jumping into, well, actually, it's still Wednesday night. It would be Wednesday night at the tail end of that, so it just depends on where you are, but it's Wednesday night. I mean, let's just call it Wednesday night, so I don't confuse everyone. Duh. Right. And I pick the game of the week, and all you have to do is buzz us and tell me who you think is going to win, what you think the final score is going to be, or you can send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, just like that, just like that. How about this? This one is kind of a different one, and this one is from Mac, who's listening to us in Tucson. Kate, new listener, I found you just a week ago. I don't think you've been on very long, but it's very cool to hear you. Nice to hear a smart woman on the airwaves. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Did you see, this is kind of gossipy, but did you see that Todd Palin filed for divorce from Sarah Palin? Wow, kind of surprising. I think they were together for a long time, but hey, divorce strikes everyone, right? Yeah, they were like together 31 years or something, and he did file for divorce. He asked what I read the document is, he asked to dissolve the marriage, citing incompatibility of temperament between the parties, such as they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. On our next show, I'm going to have to ask Mr. Kate Delaney what he thinks about that. I haven't heard it put that way, but that's pretty, I guess it's pretty standard, right? And so you think Sarah Palin was elected governor of Alaska, what, in 2006? And they certainly have had a life where you go back to 2008 and all the, you know, the national attention when John McCain, who was the Republican nominee for president, chose Palin as his VP. I mean, she became a household name. Then there was the TV interviews, reality shows, books, media appearances, blah, 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 all of that. And it changes the game. And, you know, who knows? I don't know either one of them personally, but it definitely made news, right? Because everything makes news around Sarah Palin. So, sure, as soon as he filed, I guarantee somebody was feeding that to the media the second they saw it. That, you know, that wasn't going to change. Here's one from, this one is from Joseph. Kate, I've been paying attention to what's going on with the Democrats. It seems like they're narrowing the field. Do you really think Elizabeth Warren is going to be the choice over Joe Biden? Curious. I live in a split house. I'm a Republican. My wife is a lifelong Democrat. No way will she vote for Trump or any Republican. But I'm wondering who she's going to have to vote for. I guess Elizabeth Warren in the latest poll is starting to climb up. Her numbers are climbing up, and Joe Biden is not. He's like right there with her. She's got something like a narrow lead. She's like delegate-wise. 600 delegates of all the delegates through Super Tuesday. 545 for Warren. That's what she has. And the VP has the 600. She has 545. So that's a pretty narrow gap. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really can't figure this out, because you see the top, it's the poll that I saw, the early contest, the pre-election delegate estimate, they've got Biden, Warren, Sanders. Go figure. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, a little of this, a little of that. I call it odds and ends.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump revving up the patriotic crowd at a red, white, and blue Keep America Great rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
It's very hot for this time of the year in parts of the South. For example, in Clayton County, Georgia, it's so hot with the real feel around 100 degrees in the sun, no recess, students being kept inside in the air conditioning.
My teacher said it was going to be like around like 100 degrees.
And this fifth grader learning about the dangers of dehydration.
It's good to stay like hydrated because like if you're not, they might faint.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Related to the storm, two of them were people who fell off ladders while they were trying to get their house before the storm, and the other death happened post-storm with a chainsaw accident with cleanup. We still have about 3,500 people without power.
All right, so as I mentioned, this is a little odds and ends. Sadly, you heard Roy Cooper there, the governor of North Carolina, talking about the fact that, I mentioned this, the Carolinas got slammed with power outages, so 3,500 people no power, and of course, three people dead. It could have been much worse, but any deaths are too many deaths. Now, the Dorian hurricane is in Nova Scotia, knocking over a crane and has moved on and has been downgraded to a truck. Tropical storm, but there are some others that are brewing. I mentioned that earlier. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Georgia. Yeah, it's fun to be in Georgia. I got to tell you, the green, it's so pretty. I've always liked Georgia, and I mentioned before the contrast. I mean, let's face it, I've had the privilege of living all over the country or visiting all over the place, and I feel fortunate about that because of my career and interest in being able to figure out ways to do things. But I would certainly put... I would put Georgia on my list. I definitely would. I mentioned Sedona before and Tucson and Phoenix. And I'm going to start doing a travel segment where I tell you about some of the nooks and crannies and cool places that I found along the way that are a little bit off the beaten path. All right, so that would be a little bit of an odds and ends, right? Yeah, definitely. How about this one? This is odd. Would you pay $462 for asymmetrical jeans? Yeah. Neiman Marcus is selling asymmetrical jeans. I'm serious. Now, somebody will pay for them, and they realize that. And, of course, the people that shop at Neiman Marcus, many of them probably could afford that. They can be bought in a medium blue color, they say, ranging from sizes X small to large. So, not for people that are bigger. High-waisted jeans, one skinny leg, one wide leg. Very odd. I do have to say, I looked at the jeans. So, you know, skinny jeans pull you in, so the leg is pulled together, and the other one is flared out. Why didn't I think of asymmetrical jeans? Brilliant, right? Because you know some people are going to buy them. I mean, there's, I don't know, fashion. There's no accounting for it. It's in the eye of the beholder, just like, I don't know, just like art. That's what I'm saying. Would you be surprised to learn? I was looking at ratings that the Saturday Night Live, or not Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Live actually is trying to do their darndest to be as relevant as they can. I think it depends on the guest, but it's not Saturday Night Live. Sunday Night Football, I really do love Sunday Night Football. The Patriots with their giant blowout win on Sunday night, you know, 33-3 over the Steelers, just was ugly. And it was boring, right? So the Sunday night primetime matchup between the current Super Bowl champs and the Steelers, 22.2 million viewers. That's just a little bit more over what they pulled in the debut last year with the Packers-Bears game, which was really, really good. I mean, of course, blowout games, it made kind of big headlines, but blowout games to me are not, I mean, they're not fun to watch. When you start to realize it's a blowout, how much do you stick with it? You know, I'm a sports fan, so I'm kind of the rarity, and some of you are too. But I don't know that you necessarily stick with. I don't necessarily know that you stick with a game that is that lopsided. Thank goodness it wasn't the game of the week, which was also a blowout, but not quite as much of a blowout. Nobody won, by the way. Nobody won, so you don't start asking me about that. Nobody guessed exactly the score of the Giants or the Cowboys game. It's pretty tough to do, but I don't know. I feel confident that someone will do it this time around. All right, what else is in odds and ends this time again, or this time around? How about this one? The U.S. extracted a top spy from inside Russia. When I spent some time in Washington, I remember somebody telling me, you know where most of the Russian spies are? And they, you know, said, Kate, where do you think most of the Russian spies are? And I said, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking the East Coast, like New York. They're like, duh, no, Washington, D.C. So in this case, you think of the Putin-Trump relationship, this was a secret mission, apparently, from 2017, and a person, I mean, some of this information is kind of cloak and dagger, but it's a secret mission that happened a couple of years ago, and the U.S. did pull out one of the high-level covert sources inside the Russian government, and the removal of the Russian was driven in part by the concern that the president and his administration had mishandled classified intel, and that could contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy. So they decided, they met in the, apparently, this is the way the story goes, met in the Oval Office in May of 2017, where they, remember the stuff was discussed with the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, and then the then Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. So this is what that all stems from. Isn't that fascinating that that's what ended up happening. So of course now all this information is coming out, and that's kind of how the narrative reads. At the time, the CIA director then was Mike Pompeo. He told another senior Trump administration official that too much information was coming out regarding the covert source known as an asset, so they needed an extraction. You know, that's what they call it, that kind of an operation. It's because of the extraordinary intelligence, and then the asset would be in danger. This is like an episode of Covert Affairs, only it's real. And of course, this is what happens. There's so much we have no clue. I had a friend at the CIA, and I have a pretty good source, I'll call it source, at the Pentagon. And they tell me that if you really knew some of what was happening in our world, it would blow your mind, and maybe not necessarily in a good way. So there's kind of like this protection layer, and I don't know how much of a protection layer do you want. And that would be a great debate to have sometime on the air. How much of a protection layer do we really want? How much do we really want to know? How about that? Yeah. I'm going to move along to another very strange story, and this story is pretty interesting. This is about tech. We talk about technology as either being the villain or being the hero, and I was talking to somebody the other day about this, that what is it that Apple does that constantly pushes it, you know, pushes itself in the right direction as far as people wanting the technology from Apple? Well, think about what they control. And I just even saw a big tech piece about this on these, you know, with apps, etc. They've got podcasts, they've got music, they've got TV, they've got maps, they've got video, they've got news, right? And it's all about the apps, because that's what kids say. What app is it? Where's the app? Does it have an app? I mean, that's the future. Everything's on the phone, and is there an app for that? And the answer is Apple probably has the app, is what the answer is. It is kind of crazy. It's not a complete monopoly, but it is almost like a monopoly, right? Almost. Another story that caught my eye this time around, you know, so we go from spies to apps to the president slamming John Legend, the singer's wife. And what he said was, and somehow this slipped under the wire with me, John Legend is a great musician. If you've never heard him, I don't care how old you are, whatever age group and what kind of music you like, he really has music that can span the generations. But the president did lash out at her on NBC's news anchor Lester Holt, along with John Legend and his wife, you know, prompting the whole celebrity tag team attack on Twitter. He referred to the supermodel, Christy is his wife's name, Christy Legend, I guess it would be now, as a filthy mouth wife. He started tweeting after Holt's town hall that was filmed inside New York Sing Sing prison aired on Sunday night. Holt was joined on the program by Legend and was asked prisoners about their ideas for changing the prison system. And, you know, so that's what started, I guess, the whole thing. Trump says he hasn't gotten credit for the First Step Act, and including, I guess, back in August when he said the media never talks about the bill that he put up, and, you know, there you go. And she hit back at him, saying that he didn't tag her by name, and pointed out that the absolute best part of the tweet is, I literally didn't speak in the special, nor was I mentioned. So why was she called the filthy mouth wife? And then the intrigue continues. This is what happens on Twitter. And so where did that come from? Where did that criticism come from? And that's the mystery. The mystery is it doesn't make any sense, except for that, you know, legend, who is a Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, Tony Award-winning singer and founder of the criminal justice reform advocacy group Free America, which is why he was part of that, called on the First Lady, Melania Trump, to step in, tweeting, imagine being president of a whole country and spending your Sunday night hate-watching MSNBC, hoping somebody, anyone, will praise you. Melania, please praise this man. He needs you. And I think that's what really got... That really got the president going. All right, stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Very excited to talk to Don Zier, president and CEO of Nutrisystem, especially when I found out we were going to talk about something really cool. Nutrisystem has just launched a new program called DNA Body Blueprint. I was so intrigued by this. It kept me up, in fact, as I was digging into this. So, Dawn, first of all, I'm just going to ask a simple question. What is Nutrisystem's new DNA Body Blueprint program? What's it about?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a simple, effective, secure-at-home DNA test that uses a proprietary algorithm, and it really produces a personal action plan for each user's body based on eating behaviors, nutrition, and metabolism that will help them get healthy, lose weight, and on their journey to optimal health.
Well, it's really interesting. I was reading about it on your website, and I noticed there's a picture of a woman who has done her DNA body blueprint, and it says things like, some people have a carb eater's gene, some people have a slow metabolism gene, some people have a sweet tooth gene. I'm guessing that if we can identify these things that are in our body, then we can use that information to actually help us lose weight.
That really is the key, because knowing what you are sensitive to or what your, you know, pitfalls are, if you will, is really helpful. And then some people, they say they want to live a low-carb lifestyle, but they really have nothing that would indicate that they would lose more weight on a low-carb diet. So, you know, it really depends. But this test is really cool because we provide you with a 30-page report and access to counselors to really talk about your personal results, and then we help tailor a weight loss program that will best meet your needs.
Dawn, it's such a brilliant idea. And when I think of Nutrisystem and all the conversations we've had, I always feel like you're on the cutting edge and you're listening to what people are saying. Was that the idea with this DNA body blueprint, knowing, hey, this is another step, and people would get the counseling and they would really understand what's going on?
When I think about the journey that people and the way that the world is progressing, it's all about customization and personalization. And we've done a lot over the last few years to really customize the Nutrisystem program. We also added South Beach to our product line, which is a different way of losing weight. But I think this personal concept of personal nutrition really is the way that science is going. So we worked with our science advisory board. We partnered with some really cool companies out there and people, and developed a program that is just so interesting, because I believe knowledge is power, and knowing more about yourself and how your body works really can help you in living a healthy lifestyle.
You know, Dawn, when I looked at this and heard about it for the first time, I thought, Dawn Zier went to MIT. We've talked with her about training as an engineer. You know, this is a very, clearly anything with DNA, you're on the cutting edge. This is really bringing science to weight loss in a whole new way. This must have been really thrilling for you to be part of this project, just given your background and your interest in engineering and being a grad of MIT.
I love it. I think certainly it's one of the coolest things that we've done. And, you know, the interesting thing about DNA Body Blueprint is that it's not really about just losing weight. It really is an action plan for optimal health. So you'll learn things that will help you once you stop being on a weight loss program. You'll learn about triggers that you need to avoid or things that you can do that will help you keep the weight off. You'll learn about just things that you might have sensitivities to that will make you feel better if you avoid. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it expands beyond just the traditional weight loss categories that we've always spoken about, which to me is what is super exciting, because it really is about optimal health.
Absolutely. And listening to you talk about this is more and more intriguing. And I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, wow, how does this test work, Dawn?
Well, if anybody's done the test to find out, you know, who your ancestors are, it actually is very similar. And it is a swab test. You know, we send you a kit, you swab, we then send it to the lab, and we then, based on that information, develop a 30-page report of select information that talks about, you know, how your metabolism works, what are your eating behaviors that you need to be aware of, what nutrition elements are good for you, what do you have adverse reactions to. So it's really cool.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about their DNA body blueprint. You know, Dawn, as I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, I kind of jokingly referred to myself as having a sweet tooth. And the DNA test, I'm sure, would reveal that. I already know that. But I think what's most interesting to me is the kinds of things that this might reveal about me that I didn't know. And you sort of touched on that. There might be certain types of foods that I shouldn't eat because my body reacts in a way that maybe makes it hard for me to lose weight, or makes it easy for me to retain weight, or I might learn things about my metabolism that could have an impact not just on my diet, but also my entire lifestyle, because I may better understand, oh, the reason I get tired at this time of day, or the reason I'm wide awake at this time of day, I'm imagining I might be able to glean those kinds of things from this test as well, just by looking at the DNA results.
Sure, absolutely. You'll learn things about how your body processes fats, how it processes carbs, how it processes protein. If you have a gluten sensitivity, you could learn about that. If you, again, the sweet tooth, the salty, which I think just gives you confirmation of things that you might want to be careful about, but it gives you a whole wealth of information that I think really helps you plan. Again, it's your own personalized program, your action plan to getting to be the healthiest version of yourself that you can be. It will even tell you, you know, are you deficient in certain vitamins?
Wow. So, Dawn, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about all the diets. I mean, let's face it, since I was a kid and my friends, no matter what we look like, it seems like we're always talking about this diet, that diet, whatever it is. And why is it? You know, we see that sometimes one diet works for one person and they say this is the best thing ever, and then it doesn't work for another person. So I would imagine with this DNA Body Blueprint program, that would kind of end that.
It certainly will give more insight to what works best for you. So again, things that you should avoid, things that you should do. And to me, that's what's really exciting is the uber personalization of this, which I think is where everything is going. And to have it on a journey of health is extraordinarily exciting. And, you know, it's just the beginning because there are so many different directions that we can take this sort of program in.
Dawn, you mentioned that after someone does the swab for the DNA Body Blueprint, and we're talking with Dawn Zier, she's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. After someone does the swab and sends it in for the DNA Body Blueprint program, they get a 30-page report, and then they have access to counselors and things like that. Once I have that report and I'm talking to that counselor, what's the process like for me to work with the counselor to figure out the right food program or diet program for me going forward?
Well, that's really up to you. It's how much information you want, how much tailoring you want. Are you using it to lose weight? Do you want to use it for maintenance? And the counselor would be able to work with you on that, tell you what foods you should eat, what foods you might want to avoid. There's even, you know, exercise components that can be incorporated in based on your DNA.
So when you developed this program, and Greg mentioned your MIT background and thinking of the report and the counselors, so intriguing, honestly. How long did it take to develop this at Nutrisystem?
I'd say we were working on it for a little over the last year, so about 18 months from concept to really thinking about it, doing the research against it, and then developing what we wanted to do, finding the right partners. And, you know, it's early on, so we're still in the process of, you know, tweaking it, if you will, you know, making sure that it works best for customers, that our communication is what we need it to be, that the report is optimized to give customers, people, the best learnings that they need to move forward and be successful.
I'm guessing that part of the process here, even though you've been working on this as long as you have, part of the process was just science and capabilities in the DNA field in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think you could have done this even 3 years ago. Probably the technology didn't exist to make it happen.
I would agree, or the mainstream acceptance. I think that's the other part of it, too. So it's certainly something that's been on our radar for years because we do believe in personalized nutrition. But, you know, part of that exactly to your point, Greg, comes down to the timing and when is the market ready for it. So it was on our radar and we didn't really, you know, push the button to go on it until, you know, relatively short while back.
Wow, fascinating. And I wondered too, Dawn, you're talking about 18 months to develop it. Did people at Nutrisystem try it? Did you have guinea pigs, in other words?
Oh, of course. That's one of the things we do like to do. We try all the programs. We eat all the food. We're active participants in everything that we do. And then, you know, we find based off that as well as off what, you know, our actual customers are saying. But, everybody was pretty excited at the company to be able to try this. And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, different elements. Are you this? Are you that? Do you have this? And so it's kind of fun.
Neat. All right, Dawn Zier, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, President and CEO of Nutrisystem.
Thank you.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.